Biz Scoops is proudly produced by News Scoop.
Good day to you. Welcome to Biz Scoops for business news, local and international. I'm Barry Murray. On today's show, average earnings in South Africa have managed to outpace inflation, and the South African government has secured a $1.5 billion loan from the World Bank. The economist Waldo Krichel talks about inclusive economic growth. In international business news, Google may soon face regulatory changes in the UK. In investment news, investor confidence in Naspers and process has surged. And we'll check in with Chris Hutter from the Centre for Risk Analysis to talk South Africa's weakened domestic manufacturing industry and more.
A look now at local business news.
While employment levels in South Africa have declined, average earnings have managed to outpace inflation. Despite this growth, experts in remuneration caution that workers may face smaller pay increases this year, given the economic uncertainty weighing on employers worldwide. Stats SA's latest quarterly employment survey shows that between February last year and February this year, average monthly earnings rose by 5.6% to 28,289 rand, well above the 3.2% inflation rate. However, this figure is still slightly below the November 2024 high of 28,316 rand. SARS is introducing a new express access feature on e-filing for the 2025 tax season, launching 7 July. The tool lets taxpayers view auto-assessments, submit past and current returns, and update banking details. Auto-assessments will be pre-filled with refunds processed within 72 hours if accepted. Taxpayers must ensure their contact and banking details are accurate to avoid delays. SARS is also intensifying compliance using its 1 billion rand treasury boost to hire 1,700 staff. Friendly nudges like SMSs and calls may precede tougher action, including debt recovery via banks or asset seizures. Filing deadlines range from 20 July for auto assessments to 19 January 2026 for provisional taxpayers and trusts. And the South African government has secured a $1.5 billion loan from the World Bank to boost infrastructure development. According to National Treasury, the funds will support key structural reforms to improve energy security, freight transport, and the shift to lower carbon economy. Treasury says the partnerships support growth, job creation, and service delivery while aligning with government's strategy to manage debt and attract private investment. The loan will mature in 16 years with a 3-year grace period and will be charged at the secured overnight financing rate plus 1.49%. We now have the president of the Economic Society of South Africa, Professor Waldo Krichel, on the line with us. Waldo, what exactly does inclusive growth entail, and is South Africa on track?
Inclusive economic growth is a broadly used term, so it's important to be more specific about what is meant. It's not simply pro-poor growth that only focuses on poverty reduction. It's about a more equal distribution of economic growth across income groups, across regions, and across generations. It's about broad participation in terms of employment, increasing the income of the poorest 40% of the population, improving education and health, and ensuring access to credit. The idea is that the country can achieve inclusive growth outcomes if growth is supported by investment in education, health, and infrastructure in ways that boost productivity. Labor-intensive sectors need to absorb more workers. Small and medium-sized enterprises must be supported, and strong institutions must build trust. The opposite scenario is where average GDP per capita grows rapidly, but the benefits are not widely shared. Our tax system is progressive. Spending on social services and grants is massive, and the latest income and expenditure survey shows that wealth is being shared. But our education outcomes are disastrous. Infrastructure investment is mostly talk, and service delivery is crumbling. Can the drivers of growth be made more inclusive through BEE targets, local content requirements, tariff protection, and sector master plans? So far, it doesn't seem so. We are inclusive, but there's barely any growth or job creation.
Thanks very much. That was Professor Waldo Krichel, President of the Economic Society of South Africa. He's also an economics associate at the Northwest University's Business School. You can hear more from Prof. Krichel if you listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify or Anchor FM.
Time now to take a look at your international business news.
Google may soon face regulatory changes in the UK to give users more choice in search services. This is according to the Competition and Markets Authority. The watchdog is investigating the tech giant under a new law targeting firms with excessive market power. Google holds over 90% of UK searches. Proposed changes include user choice screens and greater transparency for publishers. While not accused of anti-competitive behavior, Google warns the measures could hurt businesses and consumers. The move follows similar action by the European Union and could impact Google AI-driven tools, including how news content is used without compensation.
Coming up next, our investment segment delves into the world of finance and wealth building.
Investor confidence in Naspers and Prosus has surged under new CEO Fabrizio Bloisi, who was appointed in May last year. Since his arrival, Prosus has posted its first profit from core operations, with headline earnings per share more than doubled. Both firms also announced plans to double their dividends. Despite headwinds like Chinese tech regulation and global volatility, share prices rebounded strongly. Prosus rose to 978 Rand from under 670 Rand in January, while Naspers climbed to 5,380 Rand from below 3,600 Rand. Analysts have welcomed Bloisi's transparent communication style, and markets appear optimistic about his forward-looking strategy. Before we say goodbye, we're joined by the head of policy analysis at the Center for Risk Analysis, Chris Hutting. Chris, thanks for joining us. Can the Toyota flood damage case against Transnet and others set a precedent for future claims? And what are the implications for state responsibility in preventing such disasters?
The case brought against Transnet, the KZN Department of Transport and the eThekwini Municipality by the Japanese insurer of Toyota South Africa can indeed set stage for future claims by businesses against various government and state entities, because those entities are responsible for the maintenance of infrastructure. So if they fail to do so, this in turn means, depending on how this court case develops, that companies in the future can then implement such claims against South African government and state entities.
South Africa's weakened domestic manufacturing industry finds itself under increased threat. Can you tell us more?
South Africa's manufacturing industry is under strain by domestic constraints such as weaker logistics, as well as inconsistent electricity supply and weak demand by a consumer and business base that is under continued pressure. Also now globally, if one looks at factors impacting on South Africa's exporting ability, that in turn means that manufacturing is added a further challenge to try and navigate.
Is there a risk of global and or local recession should the Middle East conflict escalate?
There is indeed a risk of a global and local recession with conflict between Israel and Iran. If conflict escalates, we look at the immediate impact in terms of increased oil prices. That will mean increased energy and petroleum prices, and that is especially negative for emerging markets such as South Africa, which relies a lot on imported oil and petroleum. That will then in turn impact businesses and manufacturers domestically.
And that was Chris Hutting from the Center for Risk Analysis. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on Biz Scoops. I'm Barry Murray. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of Biz Scoops, proudly produced by News Scoop.